Thank you for coming, everyone, at this late hour on Tuesday. So my name is Lynn Gould. I'm from Seattle, Washington, and I'm sorry that Dr. Julian Perez couldn't be here today. He is one of the co-authors of this paper. We have nothing to disclose. So just really briefly, I run a nonprofit organization, and we work on advocating for reducing health inequities that happen from social, political, and economic factors. And through a social justice lens, we teach people how to take action on the root causes of health. So today, I'm just going to go over our framework really, really quickly, and then I'm going to talk about the workshop series that we've been teaching at CMAR Community Health Centers, and then I'm going to talk about a very, very specific part that we're trying to do about incorporating social determinants of health at a medical care level. And then I'm going to talk a little bit about our evaluations. Really briefly, I know we've been talking social determinants of health ad nauseum here at this social justice conference, which in my opinion is fantastic. And it's taken a long time. And I've been here talking about this for about 5 years, and finally, everyone knows what it is. Everyone else can define it. But I just want to use this Dahlgren and Whitehead model, and then explain that we've added racism, classism, and sexism to the outside of the model, mostly because of issues that we've had related to teaching the social determinants of health and how these outside structures are really impeding working on the social determinants of health. So why teach the social determinants of health? As we know, there's been a call to action starting at the WHO, and then we can see it at CDC and NACHO and Washington State, but just 2 weeks ago, the National Association of Community Health Centers came up with their own call to action, or at least I hear it just happened a few weeks ago. So I don't want to go over this too much, but I want to highlight these issues because this comes up with what's happening at the clinic where I'm teaching. So Raphael says that there's three major factors why we need to focus on the social determinants of health. First, the individual factors only explain a small part of our health, compared to societal factors, which are approximately 60%, according to McGinnis. Then individual health behavior approach, it's limited in working in disadvantaged populations of why behaviors are adopted. And third, we have a tendency to blame the victim for things that are outside of their control. So keep in mind these three things when I go through what's happening later in the medical care paradigm. So we teach using a critical health literacy approach. What this means is, normally in the United States, we teach through functional and interactive health literacy. So functional literacy is, I'm going to give you some information about STDs, and I'm going to expect you to have safe sex. Interactive health literacy is, okay, I got pregnant, what do I do? Oh, I'm going to socially interact with people to help me figure out this problem. But critical health literacy is understanding the contextual points of the social determinants of health and learning how to take action, having the skills to take action. Okay, now, our pedagogy starts with the metaphorical tree, starting with knowledge, and we teach about the social determinants of health and health as a human right. We then think of the leaves and the branches of the tree of our compass, and that's just finding out what people's passion is about taking action on the root causes of health. And then we teach action tools depending on what the participants want. Maybe they want to do a community action project, and then we'll teach them skills about a community action project. And then finally they take the seeds, the fruit from their tree of the skills that they've learned, and then they take action in the community. And we've been teaching in the secondary school system, at universities, at health centers like CMAR Community Health Centers. We're training the entire Whatcom County Health Department, and then we've been doing promotora training. So these are just some examples of some skills that we teach people to do. Like at Seattle Girls School, which is the sixth graders, we taught them how to write an action letter. And this was one letter here that was published in the PI, Seattle PI. So CMAR Community Health Centers is a community-based organization committed to providing quality health care to Latinos, and we have 10 clinics in Washington, not 10 clinics, 10, it serves 10 counties. There's several clinics, I can't remember how many clinics. So, now what JHA has been doing is that there's, as part of AmeriCorps, there's a Health Corps, part of there's AmeriCorps and then there's Health Corps. And Health Corps, they go and work in community centers to work on health issues. Usually these are students before they go off to medical school or get their MPH. And we've been teaching for 4 years now, and we teach about 13 to 17 volunteers, and their positions range from patient navigator to diabetes control, tobacco control, being a doula, doing drug treatment, etc. So workshop one is introduction to population health. So this is the knowledge part of our tree, and we teach what is population health, what are health inequities, what's the difference between a health disparity versus a health inequality versus health inequity, what are the root causes of health disparities, and then they do homework on readings on health disparities. Workshop two is about health advocacy. And so this is about exploring health as a human right and then understanding what civic engagement is and how to be an advocate. We do a SWOT analysis, which stands for strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats of the work that they're doing. Learning how to write a mission statement. They do what we call a social determinants of health streetwalk, which is seeing a neighborhood through a social determinants of health lens. So now CMAR, one of the things that we're really, really working on is that they, you know, as medical care organization, they're working on risk behaviors and diseases and injury that lead to mortality. But we're trying to get them to work on neighborhood conditions, to work on institutional power issues, okay? So how do we do that? This is just an example of 1 year our health corps volunteers, what they did was a community, which is a low-income minority community next to a Superfund site, helped them start a farmer's market because they're a food desert. Okay, so workshop three and four is about what does the community action look like. We show them the America Bracho wonderful film about what it's like to be a community organization and to try to change a community. We teach them how to facilitate health equity conversations. We do action brainstorming. We just give them the tools that they're asking for to take action in the community. Okay, now comes Dr. Julian Perez. So what happened when I started teaching was that after 6 months, all of a sudden the students were starting to say, I know you've been teaching the social determinants of health, but I still don't understand how I implement it at the medical care level. So I've been working with Dr. Julian Perez for about 5-6 years now, and he basically met with them after I had been doing this training on social determinants of health, and he presents what makes Latino families healthy. He has a framework, which I'll show you in a second. And then he shows them health disparity GIS maps from King County. And then he does case-based learning, and then they do group brainstorming. So this is what his framework looks like. This is listed more or less in importance of what he thinks Latino patient issues are, according to him. So he says, he was very careful, and he goes, Lynn, this is on my experience. I can't, you know, prove that this is the exact order. But note that he ranks employment first, education second, where we live, work, play, and pray third. Look where curative medicine is. It's 12th. And he admits that as a doctor, that curative medicine is at the bottom of the list for what makes Latino families healthy. And so then what he does is then he says, okay, so the WMLF is what makes Latino families healthy. So then he works that framework backwards with my health corps volunteers. So he says, I want to tell you about this woman. I'm going to tell her about a list of problems, and then I want you to work upstream on these problems. Let's start at her curative part, but then let's work upstream. Let's work on the social determinants of health and find out what the root causes of this person's problem really, really is. And he the participants learn about motivational interviewing and also about his own patients. And then he's asking the health corps volunteers, you have to be an activist, and I'll tell you more about that in a second. So we do evaluations. We do two sets of evaluations, 1 2 to 3 weeks after the workshop, and then we do 5 months later. So it's Three questions. Describe the ways that Dr. Perez's training helps you understand the link between social determinants of health and medical care. Give an example of a case study that you brought to the training and how you incorporated the social determinants of health into it. And then now that you've finished his training, how are you incorporating the social determinants of health into your work? And what was so interesting, and this is so frustrating for me, I have to be honest. So here I am, MPH, here I am teaching the social determinants of health, but because he's a doctor, there's credibility, there's legitimacy, and he's saying, look, I'm 12. I'm a doctor, I'm 12. And so they were saying, like, it's helpful to hear from someone who's trained in the medical profession that we have to focus on the social determinants of health. And then they loved the way that he discussed specific cases. So, for example, one of the students said, example of a man with a history of alcohol abuse, depression, and suicide attempts. His chart noted that he was non-compliant. I was feeling so overwhelmed. Dr. Perez walked me through the questions I should ask to really help this patient. He also provided concrete tools. As a doctor, the first questions you should ask are social determinants of health questions, such as education, community, and income. I enjoyed his idea to educate and empower his students and let his patients, letting them know that they're at risk because of social factors and who to call about it. And then strategies to operationalize the social determinants of health. Dr. Perez's presentation revolutionized my interactions with my clients. I ask more questions and listen to their lives. We are compiling information for clients about community resources. So then I did another survey 5 months later. This is part of workshop 5 for Just Health Action. We have a critical health literacy instrument that basically is trying to figure out how empowered the participants are after training with me at CMAR for a year. And so we asked the question again, how have you incorporated, operationalized the social determinants into your work over the past 5 months? And it's jobs, jobs, jobs. Employment is the first thing I talk about with my clients. Any trace of responsibility, okay, so remember what I told you about Dennis Raphael, the 3 points about the case for teaching the social determinants of health? Any trace of responsibility I use to place on clients for their current situation is gone. So they recognize that even though they're in the medical care system, they're still thinking, blame the victim. When with patients, I have learned how to speak with them as opposed to speaking to them. Before, I would go into a room and tell a person to exercise and lower their blood pressure, but now that I feel that I can better work with them and for them. So Dr. Julian Perez and I are working on a new SDOH patient intake form. So the current intake form is really, really brief and asks you, just really, really basic questions that we've all been asked when we go to a doctor's office. And we've added an extra page to the intake form. And if you get right down to it, they're all social determinants of health questions, right? What's your stress level? What's your spirituality? What are your habits? Have you been in prison? What's your education? Are you partnered? Do you have a job? Environment, do you speak English? Health insurance, support system, access to food, transportation. What are your hopes and dreams, and what are your barriers to your hopes and dreams? Discrimination, are you discriminated against? And do you have life control? So we've started training in Seattle, and if anyone is interested in a trainer program about learning about how to teach a social determinants of health and health equity, please let me know. And that's it. Thank you very much.